Welcome to the body scan. Would you lie yourself down if possible on your mat, if you've got a mat or a comfortable surface? So this practice can be done lying down. It also can be practiced in a chair or standing. But if you can lie down and lie down comfortably on your back, you might have a You could practice on your bed or a comfortable surface or a mat. You might to feel to bring a pillow for your neck or behind the knees. Somewhere that your body can be comfortable. So let yourself down. Take some moments to get into a posture. Ideally, this posture might be lying flat on the back with the legs long and the arms a little out from the sides or on your body if that's appropriate for you. Getting yourself down, remembering that you don't have to have the legs long, you can come into a position that's suiting you, whether it's on the chair, as I said, or standing, or on your side. Somewhere that you can offer your body some moments to be relatively comfortable. Make sure the room that you're practicing is not too hot or too cold. And the environment that you practice, that you won't be disturbed for the next half an hour for the practice of the body scan. The setting. Bring some moments once you've established a posture. So the head, neck, and spine can be in alignment if you're lying on the back. Presenting your body for the practice. Closing the eyes if that's suitable for you, or having a soft gaze, leaving the eyes open. Now, the practice involves moving the mind to different body parts as we lie still. And if you do need to move, you're welcome to move, but at the same time, to be aware of that movement that you're producing. If you need to cough or if you get uncomfortable, change your position. It's about bringing a quality of being mode into your body now. So shifting away from a bit of clock time of doing and letting these moments be recognized and honored. So bringing a quality of accepting and curiosity to the activity of your body, even though we're relying relatively still, and the activity of your mind and what's on your heart as well throughout the practice. What's important is that you're observing, you're noticing what's happening for you. You're with your experience, and you're not pushing or pulling yourself to be a certain way. Particularly with your feelings, remembering there's no right way to feel in the body scan. How you feel is how you feel, and accepting that as best as you can. Paying attention on purpose to the present moment in a non-judgmental way. So bringing a warmness to the practice, so you don't need to judge yourself harshly or be critical as we tend to do sometimes. Sort of allowing the space to arise, opening to the space, lying here, listening to my voice, and perhaps listening, broadening your attention to the other sounds around you. Moment to moment. Sounds close to the body and sounds far from the body and sounds from inside your body. Feeling the conditions in your body. What momentum is there in your body? If you were to look inside yourself to feel your body from the inside out, the whole body, different parts saying different things. Open just as you are. Accepting things as you are, if you can. And also, really being aware of how you feel right now as well. and what's on your mind, what momentum. You don't need to ask your mind to do anything or to go anywhere in particular. But if you can, bring a sense of being mode to yourself, connecting to yourself deliberately here now, and using the instructions to go inside yourself. Seeing if you can really bring a quality of accepting your body and the activity of your mind as you go through the practice and how you feel. So we'll start with a global sense of the body. So you're lying down or you're in your posture, whatever your posture is. And there's a sense of gravity, the body being supported by the ground. Can you feel the different meeting places between yourself and the surface that you're on? To be aware of the air touching your body. Any sense of air going around the room even. Touch of clothing. Touch of your breathing, being aware firstly that you are breathing, of course. And you can feel your breath to connect breath and body now. In a more conscious way, body's already breathing, so can you feel that breath coming in and going out, whatever rate you're breathing, whether it's fast or slow, stressed or relaxed, feeling the flow of the air that your body's taking in and giving out moment to moment. And at the beginning of the practice, it can be quite nice to take a couple of deeper breaths just to settle back into the space, as the space organically arises. If you can, take some awareness down into the belly, the abdomen, to feel the belly from the inside out, and to breathe in so the belly does rise up even a little way, and breathe out as it goes back down. So abdominal breathing, breathing in, belly rising, and breathing out, letting down. If belly breathing doesn't feel right for you, where can you feel your breathing? Where are you noticing your breath? Is it the touch at the nose? Or in the throat, or in the chest, or in the abdomen? Or all those parts, perhaps the whole of the breath. Feeling the body expand a little way and change as you breathe out. Staying with your breathing now, as best as you can. And as we focus on the body throughout this practice, you'll notice in some moments that your awareness won't be in your body. It'll go into the thought stream or thinking or analyzing or planning. There might be particular flavors or patterns of awareness that you go to other than feeling the body part, which is perfectly fine, which is part of the practice. Whether joy or sadness or irritation, boredom, frustration, pleasure, hope, or loving feelings come along, just honoring your feelings as they come along, noticing where your awareness goes to, acknowledging it. And then if you choose to, coming back to the place in the body that we're at, no need to go back to other places, just come back and begin again in this moment. So would you start by taking your attention away from your breathing and taking your attention into that left hip. So being aware and sliding your attention down that left leg to the heel of the left foot. If you can, bring some awareness to that part of the body. And we're just looking for, feeling for, any feedback from that left heel. It could be a light pressure, blood flow, or no sensations, honoring whatever comes up. Taking some moments to see if you can move your mind to the left heel. And then down into the sole of the left foot. The arch, the ball. Of temperature, touch, contact. The toes of the left foot. Can you feel any sensations in the toes? They could be touching each other, could be painful sensations, moisture, or no sensations. You're not trying to push or pull the body to be a certain way. We're tuning into the body without moving it. And then we'll move to the top of that left foot. Moment to moment. Now you'll notice your breathing is always here to come back to. And as we go to each part, you might want to focus on your breathing and that part together. So perhaps being aware of your breathing in the top of the left foot right now. Or just letting go of breathing and focusing on the part if that suits you. The whole of that left foot, including the sides of the foot. Any alive feedback? Left ankle. In fact, taking a breath in. And when you breathe out, letting go, letting be of that left ankle. And moving into the left lower leg now. The calf muscle at behind and the shin at the front, skin, weight, muscle, bone. And there's no need to analyze things too much, just opening to what is. And the eternal movement of the mind, maybe, what's on your mind. Right here, right now. From neutral sensations that are not very interesting to pain or quite pleasant sensations. Is it well defined in that left lower leg? Or not much to be known right now? Moment to moment, tuning in as best you can. Watching the activity of your mind and what's on your heart. Accepting things as they are if you can. That's the practice. Bringing an open, curious, friendly approach to what you notice. And then again, when you feel the body breathe out, move your attention, letting go of that left lower leg and feeling into the knee, this left knee, top of the knee. Or the sides or the back of the knee, inside the knee, the left knee. Being interested in your experience. Paying attention on purpose to the present moment, non-judgmentally. Moving again, attention. You could, as you breathe out, letting go, releasing any awareness of that left knee, and moving into the left upper leg, the thigh, inside of the thigh, top of the thigh, back of the thigh, on the skin, in the skin, touch of clothing, temperature. Tingling or pulsing. feeling the thigh, this left thigh. Bringing awareness inside your body, and also acknowledging what's happening around you, if the soundscape takes you away from your body, or if you find yourself away in other spheres of attention. Not a problem, just using your body as home base to come back to slow down into a bit of body time. Bring attention to the whole of the left leg, how we can expand our attention sometimes and narrow it in other times. As some parts of the body might be quite vivid, quite clear, well defined, and other times can't feel it at all. This is all part of the practice. It's meant to be here. Anything that comes along is part of the practice. Just being aware and interested in experience. Feeling your breathing and this left leg now. How do you know you have a left leg? What are the signals? Are they pleasant, unpleasant, or neither? Moment to moment. And does somehow feeling that left leg, acknowledging what's there, change what's there? Or not? Move again. When you feel your breathing, when you feel the next breath out, move your attention from that left leg across into the right hip. And travel down that right leg all the way down to the right heel and arrive there. Right heel attention now. The sole of the right foot, the arch, the ball. The toes of that right foot, the right big toe, the right little toe, and any sense of the toes in between. The top of the right foot. Sides of the right foot. Right ankle. The right ankle. Moving again, letting go if you can of that right ankle, feeling your breath and letting it go as you breathe out, letting it be. Bringing attention into that right lower leg now. Bring attention to that right leg, right lower leg. As much as you can, be non-reactive to what you find in your body and the activity of your mind. Bring some kindness to yourself, particularly in those rougher moments when things get a little bit too uncomfortable. You don't need to force yourself, don't need to battle or judge yourself or criticize yourself for what you're finding out. Bring a bit of open-heartedness to yourself, to befriend yourself. This is the real jewel of mindfulness. Opening, practicing being friendly to yourself, moment to moment, in the body and in the mind. It's the heart of the practice. Right knee now. See how we can move our attention to different body parts. Right knee, kneecap. Any feelings, the back of the knee or inside, even circulating attention around that right knee. We don't need to move the body. Right upper leg, the thigh, skin, blood flow, muscle tension, all the way to the bone. Just allowing that right upper leg to be however it is, and letting yourself be however you are in the practice. How often we want things to be a certain way, and for once we're just letting things be that way. Cultivate this being mode. You don't need to fix anything. Opening and allowing, right here, right now, as you listen to the instructions. Allowing a bit of space for you to be, and your body to be that way, and your mind to be that way, and how your feelings can be that way. Making some space to be inside yourself. Accepting yourself, giving yourself permission to feel what's there. The whole of that right leg now. Moment to moment, when the mind wanders, notice where it wanders to, and then gently allow, acknowledge what you find, and come back to your body when you feel to. Shift your attention away from that right leg. Feel into the tailbone. Feel into the buttocks. Weight falling through the buttocks. The pelvis area. The anal area, the groin. Any feelings in the pelvis? You don't need to make anything up. It's just what's here. Is that right buttock a little bit more deflated than the left? Are you balanced through the hips? Can you feel the pelvis at all? Acknowledging it's quite valid to not to feel anything. Just honoring your experience in the practice right now. Shift your attention. Again, you could take a more deliberate breath if you want to, or just let your breathing be. But good too, when you breathe out, to deliberately let go of the pelvis and to shift your attention around and into the belly area, the abdomen. The feelings of the belly, the movements of the belly, the temperature of the belly. Is the belly bloated? Are there sounds in the belly? Are there movements on the surface or deeper down currents? Any feelings in the belly? Really open to how you feel. gut feelings, letting go of the past, letting go of any imaginations of the future, and letting go of thinking you know what's in the belly, and bring attention to the belly, and including the waist and the lower back area as well. So this whole zone, belly, waist, lower back. Is it achy? Has it got a warm quality? Lots of things to feel here. Challenge to feel. As best as you can, remembering to accept. You could feel the breathing in the belly here. Breath coming in through the nose, going down into the lungs. And the diaphragm that separates the chest from the abdomen presses down a little bit into the belly, and the belly rises and falls even subtly. Awareness of the belly and breathing. Or no active breathing, just settling into examining, opening, tuning in. The stomach, digestive area. And even though your mind might wander lots and lots of time, this is part of the practice. It wanders off. You wander it back in without giving yourself a hard time. Feeling your breath come and go. And when you do breathe out, again shifting the mind, shifting your awareness, deliberately letting the belly be and letting it go, and moving again your attention into the chest now. The space occupied the chest, the skin, the rib cage, the breasts, the shoulder blades, the collarbones, the lungs, the heart, this part of the body now. Become interested. Listening to the feelings in the chest, listening. Anything to observe, to acknowledge, acknowledging. And all of us tend to want things to be a certain way. And if you can, letting things be as they are, right here, right now. Paying attention on purpose to the present moment, even though the past might come up, and fantasies of the future. Doing your best to be present, and a stance of being non-judgmental, accepting, open-hearted practice to the heart area, to the chest. As best as you can. Again, letting go of this part of the body. And moving up into the shoulders. Shoulder area, where a lot of us carry stress. So you could notice if there's stress in the shoulders. Or a held up or held back sensation in the shoulders. Maybe the shoulders are quite relaxed and quite comfortable in there. What's the conditions of your shoulders right now? And moment to moment, see if it changes with your focus. Both shoulders together. And then then we'll focus more on that left shoulder. Bring attention over into that left shoulder. The shape of it, feelings. And down the left upper arm. Elbow. Forearm. Feeling your breathing and that left forearm coming together. Left wrist, left hand. Expand your attention. If you choose to, invite your attention to feel the whole of the left arm, its touch, its weight, its shape, its movement, its density. Feel your breathing. And when you do breathe out the next time, letting go of that left arm as the focus. Moving attention to the left shoulder. And across and over into that right shoulder right now. Right shoulder attention. Now you could be curious, is it sort of the same as the left shoulder? Quite different. Right upper arm. Right elbow. Right forearm. The right wrist. Right hand, the thumb. And all the other fingers. The back of the hand, the front of the hand, the right hand. Not imagining anything, not forecasting anything. Present moment. If you can, be aware. Practice being aware of what is. And expanding attention, broadening attention to a sense of that right arm as a whole, from the fingers right up to the shoulder, where it's touching, movements, or lack of movement, comfortable sensations or uncomfortable sensations, even pain. How do you meet what's there? Can you meet what's there? And what's your relationship to what's there? You're trying to get away from it? As best as you can, moving towards, bring some courage to accepting what's there. Very hard to accept what's there if it's in pain. Very challenging. Use your breath as a place to come back to if things get too unsteady, too fast. And then again, you could feel your breathing coming and going from the body. And when you do breathe out, seeing if you can let go of that right arm as the focus and shifting deliberately into the neck, to the throat, to this part of the body, which can be held quite tightly unconsciously. Where it can be quite stressed or not. I don't know what's in there today, right now. Can you meet? Can you come to it firstly? And if you can come, what is there? What am I feeling right now in the neck and throat area? On the surface and deeper down, right around. Or you might find your attention getting caught on a particular location. remembering honoring your feelings, noticing how the mind has a life of its own and will go to where it normally goes. And your job is to acknowledge where your mind travels to notice any patterns or flavors when your attention wanders from your body, to really see that, acknowledge that as part of what happens, and then to bring yourself back to the body, and in this case, the neck and throat. Up into, let's move again to attention to the back of the head. And particularly if you're lying down, the weight falling through the back of the head, and even if you're not lying down, the sensations of the back of the head or no sensations. Sides of the head, including the ears and the sounds that are ongoing in our environment. Can't stop the sounds, so you could acknowledge what you're listening to, including my voice and other sounds. The temples. Feel, if you can, the scalp, hair on the head. Not imagination. Just bring to, if you can, what's there. Top of the head, crown of the head. Forehead area. And for some people, we carry stress here. Could be quite a hot area, a bunched up area. Is it smooth? Is it an area that you can easily feel quite familiar, the forehead, or hard to meet? Or is there very neutral sensations? Not so interested in what's there. The eyebrows. Space in between the eyebrows, the eyes, the eyes in a soft mode, relaxed mode. Are the eyes tense? If your eyes are open, what are you drinking through the eyes? Are the eyes moving a little bit? You could even be aware of any color behind the eyes, it's light or dark. Just as best as you can, accepting what you find in your body and in your mind and on your heart. A quality of equanimity, noticing, accepting, seeing quite clearly, feeling quite clearly, of how you'd like to be with what's happening. From the eyes, we'll move to the nose, the whole of the nose, including the air coming in and out, the tip of the nose, sides of the nose. You could even feel the temperature, perhaps, of the air coming in and out. If you were breathing through the nose, that is. Through the cheeks, surface of the cheeks and right to the bone, tension in the cheeks perhaps. Listening, tuning in, feeling in, inside. We'll move to the lips and the mouth, the teeth, the gums, the tongue, any moisture in the mouth or dryness, sense of space in the mouth, the roof of the mouth, back of the mouth, the jaw. Let's broaden attention again to a sense of the body as a whole now. Bring awareness to the whole of yourself as best you can. Whatever rhythms are in your body right now, whatever parts of your body that you can feel right now, pulsing, tingling, vibrations, comfort, discomfort. Body awareness, including the feeling of breathing, because the breath moves the body, including the sounds. Open yourself quite wide to life as it unfolds for the next few moments. You could be aware of your body and your breathing. Again, your feelings, your thoughts, the space around your body, the air in the room, or something bigger than your body. Take some moments to acknowledge that you have done the practice to look after yourself. Now you might want to stay here for lots of moments more, just to bathe it in, take it in, and not to immediately go about your business. It's quite nice just to sometimes stay with a breath or two, another 5 minutes. Or maybe your time of practice has come to an end. Paying attention on purpose to the present moment, non-judgmentally. Thank you for your practice.